This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and we're going to be chatting some swimming on the podcast today. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this podcast. It is hugely, hugely appreciated. And we have a returning guest today, and one of my fellow countrymen, although he's been living in Switzerland for many, many years, he still considers himself to be South African, and it's great to have him on. And he is super lucky with where he lives, and you'll find out why in just a moment as we get into my chat with Rowan Forster. Before we do that, just a big thank you to the sponsor of this edition. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're in the market for new wheels, high-performance racing wheels, make sure you check them out, okay? They are phenomenal. They're getting some great reviews. Go check out the website. They've done a whole bunch of independent testing. They are UCI approved, and there are a whole bunch of world records that have been done on them as well. You will definitely not be disappointed with these wheels. They ride up there with the best in the world, and the best part about it is they are half the price. And you can check them out right now. Simply go over to wheelscience.com, or you can head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels. That'll link you directly through there. There's a link in the podcast player below this podcast that you're listening to as well. So if you listen in iTunes or Overcast or Stitcher, whatever it is, the link is right there. Just click on it and go check the wheels out, okay? And if you are checking out, make sure that you use the discount code KONAEDGE, all one word, KONAEDGE, and they'll give you 10% discount too on top of the amazing prices as they are normally. So that's thekonaedge.com/wheels. Let's head straight into my chat now with Rowan. Welcome onto the Kona Edge. We're going to chat some swimming today as we head back to Lucerne in Switzerland to catch up with Rowan Forster. Rowan, welcome onto the Kona Edge again. Nice to catch up.
Thanks, Brad. Yeah, good to chat.
Rowan, let's talk about your swimming. You are probably one of the luckiest dudes I've spoken to here on the podcast. You've got an amazing body of open water, literally a stone's throw from where we're sitting right now.
Yeah, exactly. Very fortunate, yeah, we have a lake in almost in front of my doorstep. So that's, yeah, that certainly is, it's a big advantage, as well as also great, pools and swimming facilities in the city. We have a 50 meter outdoor pool and, a 25 meter indoor heated pool. So in the winter months, can still keep the swimming going, and they're building quite close to us here, a new 50 meter indoor heated pool. So great facilities in the area.
Sounds amazing. Let's talk a little bit about your swim performance. Is it something that's come pretty easy to you? Have you always been a swimmer?
I haven't, actually. I was originally a runner, a sprinter. And then, when I was a couple of years ago, started swimming, would do maybe 1 to 1.5K swim in the gym just to kind of as a alternative. I joined the triathlon club here in Lucerne, the Hedley Seal Triathlon Clubs, and the first thing, they invited me to the swim training. And now at the time when I joined the club, I was, a non-triathlete, someone who could cycle, who could run, but certainly couldn't swim. And there were some guys training for Ironman, and I just saw these guys were just incredible. So I jumped into the pool and I managed about half an hour of training with them, and I had to move over to the lane next to it so I could just kind of return from a blood red face into something that's a bit more looked like a human being. But not coming from a swimming background at all. But I think having joined the club, and every Tuesday was swim training over a period of years, let's say, literally years, my swimming slowly improved. Just kind of kept with the training once a week. It was kind of partly also social event, Tuesday evening, 7:30 in the pool. And you keep it something for, let's say at least 5 years. My swimming improved to a level that I was actually quite competitive in swimming.
I love that. And you touched on the patience in our first chat, but there's another part there, and that's consistency. It's just getting in the water over and over and over, and just getting better over time.
Exactly. Yeah. I think one of the boosts that I had with swimming was actually I went back to Port Alfred, my hometown, over 2 weeks over Christmas. And Port Alfred's a quiet beach town. I mean, Christmas time, there's a few things going on, but I thought, you know what I'm going to do? Just each day, just go for a swim. I went up to the old, I got the keys for the old school pool. There's no one there over the summertime. So I just went and did a 2 to 3K swim every day, just slowly at my own pace. No one watching, no motivations, just to get out there and swim for an hour. And I came back and everyone's like, oh, Rowan, what's happened with your swimming? It was incredible. Just 2 weeks, okay, probably not every day, but almost every day, just doing a swim, just getting out there, putting an hour swim in. And that's made a huge difference. Just the feeling in the water, your technique, it made a massive difference. No coaching, just purely getting out there and swimming regularly over a course of, 10 days to 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's amazing how people, I mean, when you're training for whether it's cycling or running, people talk about building a solid base. And by the sounds of it, that's what you did there. And I think people discount that on the swimming front. They feel they just got to go out there and do drills and whatever sets get thrown at them. But I think often when we're starting a season, we don't think about doing something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that helped me a lot. And I just continue that now in the, you know, when it comes to the winter months. I think I mentioned to you, I like to switch off from triathlon, but if you have time, you just hop in the pool. We have a nice heated pool here. So even though it's snowing outside, the indoor pool is great. And you just put in some distance, just relax. And after a busy day in the office, go there. It's kind of, in a way, almost meditative. You just do some lengths, focus on the technique and relax. And it just builds that base through the winter, which I think is really important.
A lot of people, I'm one of them, don't get to do too much open water swimming. I mean, how often do you get into the lake there and do some open water, right?
Yeah, like probably at least, I mean, it also depends on the weather. Yep. We also have something probably to Johannesburg here in the summer months. You have nice big thunderstorms. Obviously, that's not ideal to jump into the lake. So sometimes you can get in, say, 2-3 times a week into the lake. Sometimes you don't get to do it at all. So it just depends. It's really weather dependent. It is nice to do the longer swims, but I find the benefit more of the shorter intensive swims is better for me. Is better for the speed and swim technique is to actually be in the pool. But getting out into the lake in the evening is it's great. It's just fantastic. Put on even recently, we didn't even need the wetsuit. You could just go without the wetsuit. And there's a couple of really nice corners of the lake where there's not many boats and it's quiet and the water is crystal clear. So it's great. But you also may, from a safety perspective, with safety first, is you always have to match it up with a training partner. I don't like to swim in the lake on my own. So that's making sure that you have someone to go out in the lake with and then to do, let's say 3K swim out there.
Sounds amazing. Over your career, do you think there's, I mean, can you pin it down to one thing or maybe one or two things that you think has really moved the needle with your swim performance?
I think when I did that, let's say the training week in South Africa, where that moved me to a new level. But I mentioned recently I did start with a coach. And let's say my swimming level got to, let's say, a good level, you know, not top level, but let's say a fairly decent level where I could swim. And then he brought in a new level of swimming volume into my swim training where I think, you know, this week I'm clocking up 15 kilometers in the pool. That's a different level to what I'd done previously. And just through increasing that volume, a lot of pool boy and paddle training, that has made a huge benefit for my swimming. And I've seen that in Boulder. I came first out of the water in my age group and third overall. So that's clear. The evidence is clear. It's building up that volume. Also switched to what we call the straight arm technique swimming. I don't know whether it's the straight arm or it just puts my shoulder into a better position that there's less stress on the shoulder muscle. And because of that, I can increase the volume. I can swim a lot more. Also with a pool boy, because I'm doing all the cycling and running on the side, swimming a lot with a pool boy releases the pressure from the legs. So the focus then is really on the upper body, which when I'm cycling and running is kind of resting. So mixing that up and having that input from the coach has helped a lot because I can just simply increase the volume of swimming that I'm doing.
Brilliant. Favorite workout in the water? What do you love doing?
I really just like mixing it up. I don't like doing the same thing, but we have a set that's probably 3 to 4 Ks where, you know, you warm up and then you do like hundreds, 200s, 300s, pull buoy paddles and pushing at the end with a pull buoy and paddles are 300 meter hard. It's tough, but I like it. It's, those hard sessions are great.
Brilliant. Well, Rowan, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge.
Thanks, Brad.
And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you to Rowan as well. And thank you to Eberson79 for leaving us a great review on the iTunes. If you haven't done it yet, please do. It's one of the ways that iTunes ranks us as far as podcasts go. And the more positive reviews we get, the higher they rank us, and the more triathletes get to see us and listen to the podcast in iTunes. This one says, awesome podcast. What a great podcast hosted by Brad. It's great to get insights from other age groupers in their quest to race in Kona. Well, Eberson79, thank you so much for that. Salute to you, mate. Thank you for taking the time to do that. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the podcast. We're going to be chatting some cycling. Before I go, thank you to our sponsor today. This episode was brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high performance wheels for your bike, check out Wheel Science, okay? They've got them at half the price that everyone else is selling them at. They are right up there quality wise and performance wise, and like I said, a fraction of the cost. And on top of them sponsoring the podcast today, they're also throwing in a 10% discount for Kona Edge listeners. All you have to do is use the coupon code Kona Edge. That's all one word, Kona Edge, at checkout, and you'll get 10% off those wheels. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.